Stand by.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
If you listen to this broadcast, the recall Sweeney effort will be over, and hopefully it will be a success. Next week's show, we will have Alexander Rubian from recallsweeney.com on for a full update. Ran into some hiccups with the event location and everything because of Sweeney supporters, and we'll let Alexander talk about all of that next week. We had volunteers in here. I want to thank all the volunteers, all the people that donated, sorting the packets here. Michael D. and everybody else, big shout out for driving. Joe Peluso driving from New York State to come down and collate and sort. Keith Stewart and so many other people whose names I can't remember. I just want to thank all of you for doing this. Let me tell you something. We're hopefully going to be successful, and we're going to have a good thing, you know, that we're succeeded. What do you think?
I think so. I hope so. It looks like a really great turnout so far. Double, actually, than what we ever expected.
Correct. I love it. I think we're going to have 1,000 people. Now, let's talk a little bit. NRA dropped a video, a 7.5-minute video, Ginny Simone,
just
about
before
Carol
the show,
Boone.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, pretty strong. Sherry was on it. Sandra Muldoon was on it. Bangers was on it.
Is there a link that we can put on our website to that video so
Jose,
everybody can share it? Actually, why don't we share it on our Facebook site?
Okay. I already did, actually.
Oh, good. Okay,
I put it on.
Good.
It's on the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook site already. I tweeted it this morning as well, too. So if anybody does Twitter.
Really well done by NRA. Kudos.
Correct. And, you know, I always say in... FU to the UN since the massacre at the Charleston church. Now the UN stepped in and they believe they should pass urgent measures banning handguns
and the UN has to deal with the state of South Carolina. How?
I have no idea, but as I always say, F the UN, F the UN, F the UN. We should just push it right into the East River, but
that's
just,
belongs,
just my opinion.
Yeah.
But
take
it really, really pisses me off. For you people out of state, for you guys to understand what we deal with in the state of New Jersey, a shitbag just admitted he pled guilty to trafficking and selling 200 illegal handguns.
200.
To a PCP dealer, and he got how many years in prison, would you say?
A slap on the wrist. Well, he hasn't been sentenced yet, has he?
No, but he's facing.
He's facing, yeah.
10 years in prison.
Yeah, just about the same time as Shanine Allen for driving across the border with a legally owned handgun would face.
He's facing 10 years in prison. At first they said a maximum of 5 years. The Star Ledger corrected it. This is straw purchases. This is federal crimes. But again,
with intent.
Because now there's 200 guns out on the street that can kill innocent people.
Right. Right.
Okay.
This is the thing that we should be fighting against.
Correct.
Immunity fighting against.
Correct.
Both the anti-gunners and the pro-gunners should be fighting against anti-shitbag laws.
Correct. So let me tell you something. This is what we have to deal with in the state of New Jersey. If Shanine Allen was facing 7 years for having a gun in her possession and making a stupid mistake and admitting it to the state trooper, 7 years minimum mandatory sentence, no option for
no
early
option
release.
For parole, yeah.
Trent, the shitbag, 10 years in prison.
That's his street 200, name.
His street name. 200 guns on the street illegally. And that's what he's looking at. This
right.
is
he's
what
looking
we deal
at that,
with
but
in
you,
New
you
Jersey.
And I both know that even if he gets sentenced, he'll be out on parole in 3.
It's just unbelievable.
Is he out on bail right now?
No, he's so that'll be time served, by the way.
God.
That'll be time served. So I just can't understand how our system works. Why does it incentivize the criminals to
Always
not
has.
Do anything?
Yeah.
Yet us, we have to deal with shit all the time. We have to worry about what's going to happen. if our stuff is legal, if we're going to go to jail, I can't stop for coffee on my way to the range. This is what we deal with all the time.
Well, we've said it over and over again. The gun control laws are not about guns. They're about control.
And, you know, Christie's going to announce Tuesday that he's running for president. And there was an editorial about what Christie didn't say about Charleston in an editorial, because Christie went down to a church in Orange, New Jersey, to pray for the victims of that massacre at the Charleston church. And they're saying that other Republicans are putting him to shame because he hasn't really taken a stand for gun control. Again, this is not really a gun control issue.
It's a knee-jerk reaction. This is a condition of evil. Evil exists in the world, and because evil exists in the world, you cannot prevent evil. That's the biggest problem I think I have with a lot of the gun control laws and a lot of the knee-jerk reactions by many of the progressives, because, again, it's all about control, is wake up, folks. You cannot prevent this from happening. You can stop it from happening if someone in that church had a gun. But as we know, evil and crazy isn't so evil and crazy that it doesn't look for the perfect opportunity. And here the perfect opportunity is a sign that says gun-free zone.
You know, Christie said, laws can't change this. Only the goodwill and the love of the American people can let these folks know that an act was unacceptable and disgraceful. Laws are not going to change this. Trent didn't care about the laws when he trafficked 400 guns.
Right. Right.
The laws are only designed to trap the law-abiding criminals in the state of New Jersey, quote Evan Knappen. So Christie's going to let everybody know on Tuesday whether or not he's running, and the insiders say that he is going to be running.
He should do a little running. just saying.
I was drinking some diet iced tea when you said that.
Just saying.
By the way, the Spartan race is sold out. I hit 214 pounds.
Is the governor going to be running in that?
No, he'll be waddling in it. And I will be. I'm 214 pounds. I'm boxing now, and I'm learning how to do burpees. When I was a kid, they were called squat thrust.
Squat thrust, yeah.
But now they're burpee because you come up and you do some other friggin' thing, you know.
You burp.
So if you missed getting on the Spartan race, haha, too bad.
All right, we're coming back. He missed that entire comment.
Oh, no, I heard it.
We won't tell
I
him.
Heard it.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
A dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
Why are you laughing, Sandy?
Just because.
What a stressful day today.
You've got a lot of interesting comments.
We had a ton of comments on the special music you had on last week's show, so thank you for that.
We'll leave it at that. You're welcome.
I appreciate that. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com, 70-person meeting room, 38 private furnished offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars to 70 people. Montville Office, Montville Executive Suites. Support those who support us, and Ron Sousa is a big supporter. Hopefully he's helping Alexander and the crew out right now trying to figure out where the hell we're going to have the Sweeney event.
Boy, it's too bad it wasn't down. Ron didn't have a place down in the Sweeney's district, huh?
I wish Ron did. Ron, you have any contacts down in Sweeney's district? The other thing that I'm trying to figure out right now, I want to send a big thank you to Dan Ingram. Dan Ingram owns New Jersey Concealment Furniture, or what is it? Yeah, Concealment Furniture. I'm sorry. NJ Concealment Furniture. His website is njconcealed.com. Let me tell you something. He made an end table for the lobby. You haven't seen it yet. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yes, that's okay. On my way in.
And he made me a triangular flag holder for the wall with the magnet on it with a very dark finish on it. This thing is the shit, man.
It really is gorgeous.
It has a medallion on the top, like an NRA medallion. You take it off and you swipe the magnet on the bottom and the thing opens pneumatically and you can store gun, cash.
The magnet is the key. That's really cool.
Because he knows I don't like electronics, so he made both of my pieces of furniture. So, and Dan drove up from wherever he was. He lives in South or Central Jersey. Last night, he drove up just so he could come up here and help collate, and he also donated his time to a diversity shoot that Tony Simon from Simon Says Training had. So, this is the type of brethren that we have here.
Right.
So check out njconcealed.com. I'm a strong supporter. When I move into my new digs after the first of the year, Dan is going to be making me some stuff. Richie Olenek, our accountant here, he's going to be getting some stuff from Dan as well. And you can come in and check out both pieces of furniture. Mm. The flag will be mounted somewhere in the range, the flag holder, the flag case, and the cabinet is out in the front lobby with directions on it.
Right.
There's actually
two
gun-holding devices in it.
In that? See. Really?
Yeah, there's one on the side and one in the front. So wow, Dan, nice. NJConcealed.com. Support those who support us. The next thing I want to talk about is I just had it. Chad Hunt, who sends us a lot of stuff. Chad lives in Maplewood, and he sent us this. And check out this. Maplewood police arrest man for two burglaries and trespassing. Listen to this. Travis McCoy, 29 years old, on June 18th, was arrested after an investigation revealed he was allegedly responsible for two burglaries and a trespassing incident earlier this month. He was caught in the person's house.
Yeah, it was trespassing.
Okay? And we talked about this
New
with
Jersey.
Ainsley.
Yeah,
we talked about how they play it.
That's
he broke into the house. The people came home. They caught him in the house. The police came. This is what they do. That's a home invasion.
This is snooty, progressive Maplewood.
Yeah, it was trespass in Maplewood.
Yeah.
That's
guys in your kitchen at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's trespass.
It's trespass.
Right.
Okay, that's the bullshit that we deal with in the state of New Jersey.
Just reclassify the crime so you don't have to report it for what it is.
Correct. Trespass. So this is the bullshit that we deal with. It helps the police chiefs, too. So burglary and trespass incident earlier this month. This is cooking the books by our police departments and our politicians so that their shit stays out of the hot water, okay?
Speaking of cooking the books, did you see what the study, and I'm using that, I'm using air quotes, study done by the that ridiculous organization in Washington, D.C. that is basically a shill for the anti-gunners that says that, use of a gun for self-defense is a myth?
Correct.
Hmm.
Well, that's because they want to write their own dialogue and they want us to believe this shit.
And the data that they're using is only if their definition of self-defense with a gun is somebody breaks into your house, shitbag in the kitchen, right? He has a gun. If you shoot him and kill him, well, then that counts. But if you just brandish a gun and he goes running out with his tail between his legs,
it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Of course. And how many times has that happened? Somebody behind the door saying, I have a gun, I call the police, I will use it.
Right.
To me, that's using a gun for self-defense.
That's the proper, to me, that's the proper use of a firearm.
Correct.
Is to deter anything from happening. I don't want to have to go to court.
Correct.
And
you don't
I sure
have
as hell
to
don't
it.
Want to have to hurt another human being.
Correct. Correct. And but this is what we deal with here. And again, we all know that they the books were completely cooked, you know.
But it doesn't stop our president from citing that
correct.
Junk data.
How about this? New York State, since they passed the SAFE law, they figure over a million people own AR-15 type rifles, and it's been confirmed by the state police now that a whopping 3,100 people registered their assault firearms.
3,100 people out of a million.
3,100.
I would love to send, you know, and they're back in stock again, the I Will Not Comply t-shirts. If you want to supply, if you want to support this show, it's a great idea to buy one. It helps us defray some of the cost. But I feel like sending I Will Not Comply t-shirts to every one of those gun owners in the state of New York. Kudos. Ladies and gentlemen, kudos.
Yes. So 3,100 people have registered it. And let me tell you something. Those 3,100 people, shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, shame on you, 3,100 people.
But, you know, look at the mindset, though, of the people who we talked about last week who came in with perfectly legal magazines on the assumption, the whim, the suspicion that they were going to be banned one day. So, you know, it's going to happen anyway. So if they ban them, let's just get it over with now.
Let me tell you something. People have no spine, no backbone.
Conditioned.
Well, conditioned. You know, just like, I hate to always use the term, but how did the Germans manage to exterminate 3 million Jews and 3 million other what they deemed undesirables? Because of the Winston Churchill famous quote, an appeaser is someone who feeds the crocodile hoping it will eat him last.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have here. We have appeasers. Yeah. We have apathy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you can see
no
it by reading the articles and the strings of articles on any NJ.com or any Star Ledger. What a piece of garbage rag that is. It's no wonder it's dying a miserable, languishing death.
Yes.
But you can see, I don't know, again, whether they're trolls or whether they really are two-way supporters who say, oh, yeah, I'm in support of the Second Amendment. However.
Yes.
You know, however, nothing.
It's a bunch of bullshit. So people need to take a stand. We have to draw that proverbial line in the sand, and we have to have unity. You know, unity and activism is the key, and I see what's going on now, and I pity Alexander Rubin right now, what's going on, you know, trying to get a haul and everything, because for all intents and purposes, I think we're going to have 1,000 people show up in the rain again, and I think we're going to get it done. But again, we'll report on that next week. The other thing, talking about NJ2AS, he got a phone call from Ted Nugent, who heard about the recall effort, and he threw his support in for us as well. Some people know I'm not a big fan of Ted, but he is a Second Amendment advocate, and he's a highly regarded person and a high-profile figure, so anybody that can help us can help us. And I think we're going to be reporting and reading a lot of stuff in the news next week when Harold Weld's recall affects the dynamic's going to change. We're going to be a little bit on the run, and everybody's going to have to stand their ground and get ready for a fight because because the politicians are going to go after us, the police are going to go after us, the press is going to go after us. Any way, shape, or form they can make this recall effort difficult for us, we're going to start seeing it
now. Well, we saw it already today.
Well, he had other problems, too, with the state, with the Attorney General changing requirements last minute. And luckily, we had some pro bono legal work from Knappen and a few other people come in and fix that. And, you know, we'll be able to handle it, and we'll find a place, hopefully an AmVets or a Knights of Columbus or a Masonic Lodge or an Elks or Moose, whatever we can do, because a park or something would be difficult right now because of permits and everything, if it's any type of public space or city space.
Since we kind of spilled the beans already, we should probably let everybody know what the hell it is we're talking about. Then.
Well, the place that we had that was paid in full by me to have the rally at, when they found out it was the recall Sweeney rally, an hour later they canceled the venue and returned our money.
Yeah, as soon as it was released, and you know Sweeney had something to do with that.
Yeah, well, the guy might be a Sweeney supporter. You know? And already the police departments are calling Alexander, want to know where the rally is so they can coordinate, you know, police presence.
I wonder if that's the only reason.
So they're on our tail.
All right, well, we're coming back.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And we're back.
No way.
Yep.
Way. Come on.
Way.
Okay, so listen to this. This segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic, W-A-L-D-O-R-F. CHIRO.com, WaldorfChiropractic.com, located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is within 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, please show your support. If you're not, send him an email or like him on Facebook or share it with your friends and family who are close by. Again, continue to support those who support us, WaldorfChiropractic.com. So, excuse me, I don't know the status of the domestic violence bill in New Jersey. It's in the both houses right now, but we know it's going to pass. New Jersey is going to become the worst ever state, and we're going to have a domestic violence bill that is basically going to be in the face of federal law. It's going to be illegal, but the Dems and the anti-gunners are doing it to put it on Christie's desk as one further way to smear him and kick his ass about what his stand is on gun control and, you know, if it can save one life or whatever.
One more law is going to do it. See, if we had just one more law, then a psychopathic, demonic murderer would have not walked into a church, sat
Correct.
To a prayer meeting, and massacred nine people.
Correct.
Just one more law would have prevented that.
One more law that no one's going to follow. So,
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, in the light of the Supreme Court decision, pretty much we're kind of screwed. And the state of New Jersey is going to go the same way as the federal government, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really matter what anybody wants.
What's up with Roberts?
Roberts is just...
Another one, like David Souter. What's going on?
It's just something.
We get these shills in the Supreme Court.
They have something on Roberts. They've got Roberts flipped himself the last time on it, and he did it at the last minute. They've got to have something on Roberts. This is one evil, evil administration.
People, you should read the New York Post online. The New York Post is very pro-gun.
Really?
Very pro-gun. And they just wrote an article, and Walter Haas sent this to me. And I usually read the New York Post app on my iPhone every morning when I'm having coffee. This was by Seth Lipsky. America's Center on Gun Control might shock New York. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Could New York City, where for all intents and purposes the Second Amendment doesn't exist, play a role in the next national debate over guns? Though last week's tragedy in South Carolina would renew the debate over gun control, New York might be influential in its outcome. When President Obama speaks Friday at a funeral, which is today, at Charleston, it's unclear whether he'll call for more gun control. We know it will. He will. It is clear, though, that the question is heating up again in Congress, where Senator Pat Toomey, Republican, Pennsylvania, and Joe Manchin, D, West Virginia, are talking about making a new effort for tighter background checks. The two senators are both advocates of gun control who've been frustrated by the refusal of Congress to act even after the 2012 Newtown massacre. The Washington Post reports that in the wake of Charleston, Manchin wants to focus on keeping guns out of the hands of people diagnosed with mental illness.
This guy was not diagnosed from mental illness.
Correct. It was his mother got the guns in Newtown, and this kid was not mental. He was not a disqualified person.
Right. He was an evil person. He was just not disqualified, which, again, you are not going to prevent this from happening. You couldn't have prevented Newtown from happening. You're not going to prevent. Listen, every morning you wake up, you need to realize that somebody out there wants to kill you and kill your family. If you operate under that premise and you are prepared to deal with it, that is the best measure. You're not going to prevent it. You can stop it, but you cannot prevent evil from doing what evil does.
Correct. Correct. So he goes on to say that, hold on a second. He goes on to say, I got Alexander Rubin texting me, freaking out, trying to find a location. God bless. This seems like a reasonable ambition, even to many staunch supporters of the Second Amendment. It's hard to imagine that anybody, even the NRA, wants a person who is mentally unstable walking around with a pistol.
Of course not. No one does, which is true. Nobody wants someone who's mentally ill walking around, and that's not what we're professing.
So here's where the twist comes. New York City is Exhibit A. Michael Bloomberg long claimed to be a big supporter of the Second Amendment. What he's against, he likes to say, is illegal guns. But save for a very few persons, all guns being carried are illegal in New York City. There's a widespread view that different states and cities ought to have some wiggle room in how to regulate guns, but New York City takes such a hard line that the Second Amendment just doesn't apply. Call it a .22 caliber catch-22. All right, Seth, whatever. So I wonder if there's a compromise here. The gun control camp gets better background checks to guard against persons with mental illness carrying guns, and the Second Amendment camp gets legislation that says permits must be issued to persons who are sane. Democrats could follow the lead of Craig Whitney. He lives in Brooklyn and must be among the sanest citizens in the city. He's a centrist. He worked for one company, the New York Times, his entire career. He tells me he's never been arrested or even ticketed. Whitney served in the Navy, where he was an MP, and in Vietnam carried a .45. Yet he's thunderstruck. He needs a permit to exercise his Second Amendment to keep his right to keep and bear arms. After all, he needs no permit to exercise his First Amendment rights at the Times. So why should he need a permit for the Second Amendment, right? Whitney wrote an entire book on the subject, Living with Guns, A Liberal's Case for the Second Amendment. I read that book already. Is there no politician in New York prepared to pick up the Whitney challenge? There are at least two bills in Congress now that would require states to honor concealed carry permits issued in another state. One of these reciprocity bills, H.R. 986, would go so far as to allow persons denied permits to sue for damages. The bill at last check has 176 co-sponsors, including six from New York's congressional delegation. They include the brilliant freshman, Elise Stefanik, who strikes me as one, though not the only one, who could take lead on this issue. At the moment, New York authorities who refuse gun permits to even the sanest citizens stand as a warning to Congress that opponents of guns will take a mile if given an inch. It's a dissentive for Congress to pass any gun control measure at all. Whether or not President Obama speaks on gun control in Charleston, his window for leadership on the issue is rapidly closing. If the GOP keeps Congress and wins the White House next year, Congress could yet override the ability of states and cities simply to defy the Second Amendment. So Knappen talks about these reciprocity bills all the time. I talk about the reciprocity, federal reciprocity. And could you imagine if New York is one of the turning points for this, where we can actually get a national carry bill? And again, states like New York and stuff might not honor it, but under equal protection, mm-hmm. we would be able to take care of it. So it's interesting that we're looking at this right now, and it could happen. You know, there's a guy, he's a Vietnam vet, worked for the New York Times,
right.
And he can't get a permit
mm-hmm.
because of Bloomberg.
And again, and the same thing happens in New Jersey, and it is, here you have a beautiful woman who is now dead, murdered by a psychopath because she was denied her right to protect herself.
Correct. So this is the crap that we have to deal with as gun people. I got some letters I want to read. Anybody willing to listen or no?
Go right ahead.
Oh, wait. What about number of guns owned in each state? Did you receive that article? This article was from YoungCons, YoungCons.com, number of guns owned in each state. And this is their summation of what they think. I don't know. They got the data from a couple of other people it could be suspect where they got them from. But listen to this. California has 33 million guns, and it's closest to China's 40 million. Texas has 22 million. I'm surprised. I thought Texas would be number one. And that's closest to Germany's 25 million. New York has 17 million guns, and it's close to Pakistan's 8 million. And again, those 3,100 people that registered their guns piss me off. But they're estimating New Jersey has 8.7 million guns, which would be closest to Italy. The entire country of Italy has 7.8 million guns. So some of these, they make me laugh. Maine only has 1.3 million guns. Obviously, there's not that many people living in a state. Vermont, obviously, was the lowest, 625,000 guns. Washington State, 6.7 million. Ohio, 11 million. You should be ashamed of yourself. Pennsylvania, 12 million guns. So there's got to be gun owners there, and you're allowing your state to go purple, and eventually it's mm-hmm. going to go complete yep. liberal on you there. But this article is the web link is YoungCons, C-O-N-S, YoungCons.com, number of guns owned in each state. I just thought it was interesting, and it's showing that patriots love their Second Amendment rights or whatever. But it's interesting. They show all the states, and of course, they don't say where they got the information from. And a lot of people are asking that in the comments in the bottom. You know, like, where did you get this info from? Where did you get this data? So I'd like to know it as well. So if anybody wants to research that, youngcons.com, let me know. Here's our first letter is from Joe Giordano. He wrote, Ant, first of all, I'd like to say congrats on the weight loss. Thanks, Joe. It's been easy. Oh, yeah. My business partner recently purchased his first firearm and wanted to join a range, so I recommend it, Woodland Park Range. And being a first-time owner and range attendee, he's nervous about going his first time. You do a great job of walking through the facility on the radio show commercials, but can you talk a little bit how a rookie would enter a range? This is something he is particularly nervous about. He wanted to know if he should leave his firearm ammo in the car while he tours the facility, or should he bring it in and walk around with the two cases while he's signing up? These are things I think a bunch of people may wonder about. Well, and he says, keep up the great work. Well, the first thing is, you know, Sandy always says everybody should introduce somebody into the shooting sports. Let's talk about it when we come back, okay?
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
We're going to talk about introducing a new person to a range when we come back.
Everything time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
So a new shooter comes into the range, and what should they do?
Well, if you don't have somebody to go with you who's been to the range already, my range is pretty much different than other ranges, but you're more than welcome at any range to bring your gun bags in. Don't leave them in the car. Bring them in with you. As long as your guns are unloaded in a locked or fastened case, a zipper case, Velcro case, or with a lock on it, hard shell. In New Jersey, everybody's so afraid. Older cases have locks and, you know, explosive devices and all kinds
of
shit.
Around
yeah.
It, yeah.
But my range is a little different, Joe, because we have a concierge, and if somebody walks in and says they're new, any one of my employees, especially the ladies up front, I'll give them a tour of the facility and show them around to make them feel comfortable, which I do all the time. And you've heard my walking tour, obviously, on the show. But anybody who's new should say, listen, I've either shot before or I've never shot before. This is my first time here. Can you guys run me through how things work? And they should show you. In my place, they will definitely show you how things work, because we don't want to create an adversarial relationship. We want you to feel comfortable. We want you to feel like family here. So always better to say it. Forget those old, you know, stereotypes that were like swamp people in Duck Dynasty or whatever. You want to come in and you want to introduce yourself and say, I've never been here before. Obviously, don't open any gun cases or anything, but fill out your paperwork. They'll take you in my facility. They'll take you on a tour. And I'm hoping other ranges follow my lead and soften things up a
little bit. All the ranges that we've been to around the country, can you imagine anybody ever being rude
No, they're not rude. It's just that people take it for granted. You know, like, right. I've been in this game for so long, I feel comfortable here.
Yeah.
But I realize that, you know, Joe or Mary walking in for the first time, it can be intimidating. So always greeting and talking and walking and touring and doing everything that I have to possibly do.
And that's here, but in other ranges,
it's
What you have to do is, like Anthony says, is actually step out and ask and say, just identify yourself.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to bite your head off.
And if they do bite your head off, then you're at the wrong range.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you go up to the range management and say, I need to know what the drill is,
and they
give you shit,
walk
then,
out,
or they just you cut you off short and go, go fill out that paperwork and we'll handle it.
Right.
If you do something wrong, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You know
you're in the wrong place.
You don't want to be there
walk
anyway.
Out. Yeah, exactly.
So I got another letter. It's a little lengthy. Now, am I allowed to read letters from people writing in? Because you just yelled at me before. Okay.
No, you can read those.
Okay, this one's from Muhammad in Newark.
He brought
me and Bill Fearon gifts, by the way. I want to thank you. He wrote, "Hello, Anthony and Sandy. I grew up being an anti-gun person because that's what I was taught. The media, our education system, and government misinformed us that we didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
One of my closest friends took me to a shooting range last year, and my life forever changed. I applied for my FID, which took almost 8 months to get because I live in Newark. And now waiting for my handgun permits, which I believe will take just as long, if not longer. I saw your show advertised and decided to listen to the first episode, and I have been hooked since. I have been binge listening to Gun for Hire Radio and have just finished listening to 103. I want to say thank you both for being the voice of New Jersey gun owners, for providing insightful news, stories, and tips that have resonated with me and so many others. I am planning on joining the NRA, ANGRPC, and NJ2AS. I don't want to be a closet gun owner, and I try to inform those who are misinformed. I can't wait to visit your range, become a member, and take several of your classes your range offers. I just wanted to thank you again for all you do for New Jersey and your listeners and allow us to learn and become informed. Thanks again. Muhammad I from Newark. Muhammad, thank you and welcome to the family.
All right, and thank you to whoever introduced you, Muhammad, to the shooting sports.
But now it's your job to pay it forward, Muhammad. Once you have your handguns and everything, it's your job to start introducing people to the range and breaking those stereotypes as well. The next thing I want to talk about is this is a letter from Dick Derringer from the Indian Nations in Oklahoma. I know who it is, but I'm not going to say his name. Dear Anthony, it's summertime and I like to jog sometimes in the park. My question is about concealed carry. A handgun. Like most people, I don't want to wear my normal cover garments when I jog. I wear a pair of jogging shorts and a t-shirt. Well, you can always keister a gun if you want. But if not, he wrote, what kind of holster should I have for this activity? I tried a pocket holster, but it just keeps slopping around my pocket and hitting me in the knee. Yeah, no good. I am thinking about a belly band, or should I just get one of those Undertech shirts? I'm not familiar too well with the Undertech shirts. They're shirts that have a built-in holster, and then you wear another outer shirt, so I can't comment on that. Belly band is okay, but again, if you have a belly, you can't wear a belly band. So since you jog, if your chest is 2 or 3 inches bigger than your waist, a belly band will work because the shirt you put on will drape loose, and it'll cover your gun. And then he wrote, is there a better defensive choice that I should be considering instead of a handgun like mace? No, if you're allowed to carry a handgun, carry a gun.
Right.
What would each of your suggestions be? Sandy, if you're looking to move to another state, check out Indiana. Indiana is a shell-issue state that has lifetime carry permit for $125, no class required, and no renewal cost. Everything is done online, and you receive the permit in 7 to 10 days in the mail.
Wow.
He also sent a donation for the Recall Sweeney effort, and he is one man with $1 million. We are a million people with $5, to coin a phrase from the NRA. I will not comply, never forgive, never forget. He wrote, we should end all taxpayer-funded bodyguards for politicians. If you hire an armed guard, you must have a daily background check for each gun as well as the person carrying a gun.
Yeah, I like that.
And politicians should have the degree abbreviation added to their name as POS, okay, instead of like party that. Of affiliation. So yeah. Let's talk a little bit, Mr. Derringer, about carry. What's wrong with a fanny pack? We've discussed this a bajillion times.
Yep.
You can carry mace in a fanny pack. You can carry, in Indiana, you probably carry a stun gun in a fanny pack.
Yeah.
You can carry a nice 5-shot revolver or a new Glock 43 or something in a fanny pack. Get a nylon fanny pack. Forget the holster and the shirt and the belly band and all that other crap. You know, if you look on Galco sites and if there's like 20 different fanny packs out there, Uncle Mike's or whatever, find the smallest one. And again, get the gun intended fanny pack. Don't go to Modell's and buy a fanny pack.
Right.
Get one that's designed to support a gun. And I think it's a great option for traveling. It's a great option for going, you know, out and doing outdoor activities.
Yeah, even on a hike in the woods.
Exactly. Because on a hike in the woods, you don't want it in your pockets.
Right.
You're carrying, if you have a backpack like a rucksack or something, you might not be able to grab your gun if it's on your side. So why not have a fanny pack in the front? And the fanny pack, you can have your bear spray or whatever. You can have your mace and you can have your firearm sitting right there with a couple of extra magazines or a couple extra speed loaders or speed strips. I just think it's a viable option, and it doesn't look out of place. As a jogger, it wouldn't look out of place. You can put your iPod or something in there, although you shouldn't be jogging listening to music.
Yeah,
you know?
Sensory deprivation.
I've been walking the dog 3 to 5 miles every morning for the past 2 months now, and I have my iPhone in my pocket with the music on. And I can hear it. It's like volume 8 out of 10. I can hear the music. It keeps me going. It keeps me paced. But I can still hear everything around me, all the ambient noise and all the noise around me. I would never put headphones on while jogging. But Mr. Derringer, I think that you should look at fanny pack options. And I think that you should find one and you should use it. And then let us know your thoughts of it. Now, let's say you have to use a public restroom in a park. All right? All right. What you should do is take the fanny pack off your waist, clip it back together, and put it around your neck.
Not hanging on the door.
Okay, yes, okay. That would be a viable option not on the door, always around your neck. Always want it around your neck or something. So you don't want to hang it on the hook on the door. And because somebody can reach over and grab it. You can also sling it over your shoulder, Sandy, and like a messenger bag.
Right.
The fanny pack can be that way as well. I've gone on vacation in Florida where I was sitting by the pool. I took it off and I unsnapped it and I put it around the leg of the table and snapped it closed.
Oh, yeah, great.
And my
idea,
gun was right there.
Right.
And at the time I had a significant other. I said, watch the bag. I'm going to take a dip in the pool. You know, and then I came out, and I'm kind of OCD. I put my foot on the bag or the strap, so I kind of have a connection
to it.
You know what I mean? So that's another option. But yeah, please check that out. That's a great thing. And the smaller the gun, the better. You know, like a .38 revolver or a compact 9 would be the way to go. We're going on break.
Great advice. Yeah, we're going on a break, and we are going to hear from Lipstick Bodyguard.
Tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250 pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day, she was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a Lipstick Bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And this segment is brought to you by PhillyGunTraining.com, PhiladelphiaFirearmsTraining.com. Jose Morales, who is down in Philadelphia, in Spring Garden?
On Spring Garden Street.
On Spring Garden Street. I got it right this time.
933.
It only took 6-7 months.
Right across the way from the Philadelphia Firearms Unit of the Philadelphia Police Department.
Let me tell you something. Jose,
I was just down
guy.
There the other day. I stopped in to see him for the first time in the new digs. Man.
It's nice.
He's got it going on.
Why didn't you tell me you were going?
Well, because it was just a last-minute thing. I flew into Philly, had a meeting, and I just shot over there to just surprise him. But he was so damn busy, he couldn't even talk.
Because I would have joined you, but that's okay. I know you don't like to roll with me, which is fine.
I like to roll with you, but you wasn't on my plane.
It's okay. It's okay. So PhillyGunTraining.com, PhillyGunTraining.com. For those of you who were listening to our Prepper Level 1, Prepper Level 2 courses, which are going to be July 12th and July 26th, by the way, we had some emails. People were trying to find the sea loom that floats in the...
Yeah.
Their website is Borel Manufacturing. It's BorelMFG.com. BorelMFG.com. And the product is called Sea Loom, S-E-A-L-U-M-E, two words, sea loom, obviously seawater lumination, sea loom, okay?
So I just wrote that down.
BorelMFG.com, go on their website, order yourself a few of them. But July 12th is prepping 101, and July 26th is prepping level 2 with James Hedham, and I highly recommend you take that class. And while we're talking about classes, I'm going to give you reason number 674 on why you need to take Evan Knappen's gun law seminar on July 10th, okay? It's Friday, July 10th. It's only a few weeks away. Alexander will be on the next show, and then the show after that will be the Evan Knappen show, obviously. Knappen, it's important you take this show. His brother, Louis Knappen, is also a partner in the Knappen law firm, and he posts on Facebook, et cetera, cases that he's handling, and Lou is very good. Lou has represented me in court in September and October, by the way, when Evan was busy on another trial. All right, listen to this. This is his post. And this is why you need to take Knappen's gun law seminar. Lesson for today. Client protected borders of his property carrying a handgun. This is lawful activity, but someone called it in. Client consents to a search of his home. Among his collection is a, brackets here, assault firearm, quotes, a firearm with offending features. He is pleading today to second degree felony possession. Potential 10 years in state prison with the minimum mandatory years. I secured a no jail probation, but he will be a felon for at least a decade. No guns, no voting, limited travel, limited job opportunities, etc. All because he consented to a search, leaving me with no suppression of evidence argument. Leaving Lou Knappen, no argument. So Lou wrote, first rule of gun club, do not consent to a search. Second rule of gun club, do not consent to a search. Except to blow a breathalyzer. Okay? Okay. He always says that you should take that shot. Okay? You know, it's, if you don't consent, you're going to be found guilty of drunk driving. You shouldn't be driving drunk anyway. But listen to this. It was lawful activity. The police came and they asked, mind if I look around? Mind if I look? That's why we have I will not consent to a search bag tags. We're coming out to a will. I will not consent to a search this, that, or the other thing, whatever we have to do. Knappen and I are coming out with another Christmas gift for everybody. But do not consent to a search.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
If you watch the video of Alexander Rubium when the cops came to Sweeney's house, they asked him for his ID. He said, I don't have to give you my ID. Am I being charged with something? No. Then I'm not giving you my ID. The cops said, okay. Just stay off the street, stay out of driveways, and just walk on the sidewalk. Got to keep moving. Okay, I'm fine. This guy had his gun. And I tell people all the time, we get these emails all the time. Can I carry a gun on my property? Yes, but carry it concealed. See what happened to this guy? Obviously, his house was close enough to other people's houses. So he wants to get his testosterone on. He's mowing his lawn with his
eight-inch
barrel 44 Magnum.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's got his 8-inch barrel 44 Magnum on, mowing the lawn. Some person sees it, freaks out because this is New Jersey.
Right.
Okay, calls the police. So the police come and say, what are you doing? I'm carrying a gun while I'm mowing the lawn. Okay, well, that's legal, officer. Good. End of conversation. Are you going to charge me with something? No. All right, then I'm going to go back to mowing my lawn. So the cops was like, do you own other guns? Yeah. Do you mind if we take a look at them? Why do you need to take a look at my guns?
Yes. Why do you need
Am
to
Am I being charged with something? Do you have a warrant to come into my house? No. I'm going to go back to my lawn unless you're going to charge me with something.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Right.
I know it sounds rude, but you have rights.
Yes.
You have
rights.
And if
you give up, if you voluntarily give up your rights, you're going to go to jail.
So this guy, okay, a firearm with offending features. We talked about this, too. This is New Jersey. You shouldn't have any of that shit in your house anyway.
Right.
Sometimes people have that shit in the house. They don't know they have that shit in the house.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
I get old-timers all the time that come in, and they're like, oh, do you have an M1 carbine I can rent? No, they're banned in New Jersey. Really? Yeah. Oh, I have one home. I'm like, sir, they was banned in 1992. I'm like, listen, okay, you can't have that. That's like 7 years in prison. We're telling people this all the time. Threaded muzzles. You
sure.
Know, is it a muzzle brake or is it a flash suppressor? Is it a retractable stock? People don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, so
exactly.
This guy probably didn't have knowledge that it was illegal, but he
Another
consented
to
a
Another reason to go to Knappen's seminar, too.
July 10th.
July 10th.
Friday, July 10th. If you're not signed up, this is why we need it. And we've had people come back and say, something happened to me. I was getting a divorce, a separation, and I followed Knappen's rules. I always talk about Sean Moore down in Carneysport when he posted the picture of his kid and the cops went to the house.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go inside and see the guns in his safe.
Yeah, go to hell.
He was out with his friends. He came up and said, no, you're not coming in. He called Knappen
and got Knappen
and
on the phone.
Put Knappen on the phone and the cops left.
Right, right.
They got in their cars. Well, we don't want to talk to your attorney.
Oh,
and
okay.
They left.
Right.
But they wanted to go in his house and search his safe. Why? Because he posted a picture on Facebook of his 9-year-old son holding an AR-15.
Right. Right. Like that is a crime.
Correct.
But so, in New Jersey, it is a crime.
Correct. So listen, Lesson, do not consent to a search. Have Nappin's card in your wallet. Know your rights. Read everything, okay? Read everything that in Nappin's book and learn from it. I'm going to tell you right now, he says it all the time. What's it called? SAC.
Right.
Silent attorney consent. Remain silent. Ask for your attorney and do not consent to a search. Okay.
Simple as that.
This guy probably felt he had nothing to hide.
Right.
Okay.
That is the argument. Well, I have nothing to
hide. Because he's a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, sure. Or he gets bullied by the police, and the police will bully you. They'll try to bully you into accepting a search.
Straight up. Straight up.
It's an interesting thing. My new neighbor came from North Carolina, and we were having it's my backyard neighbor. We were having a backyard discussion, and he's former military. And I said, he said something about going to the range. And I said, well, did you bring guns up from North Carolina? Yeah, do you have your firearms ID card? I'm not going to tell you what he said. He had no idea what I was talking about. So we got that rectified. I got him a copy of Evan Nappin's book. Unfortunately, he had to make a number of trips back down to North Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody needs to. I mean, listen, the cop said, mind if I look around? What if the guy had a switchblade or an OTF knife, an out-the-front knife in the house that he bought when he was out of state?
Done.
And now you're done. You're going to get locked up. Okay.
Or a slingshot.
Now, this guy was lucky that he didn't have to do jail time. He was looking at potential 10 years in state prison with minimum mandatory years, and Lou secured no jail probation. But he's going to be a felon for a decade till he gets it expunged after 10 years.
Right.
10 years of his life, he's shot, okay? Because he consented to a search. Learn, okay? Do not consent to a search. Clean your house. You know, you got to sanitize your house of all his possessions like that. I get people come in all the time, and they'll say to me, oh, yeah, well, I brought back a few 30-round magazines from Pennsylvania. I'm like, are you crazy?
That's crazy.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, crazy.
Okay, and again, what does Nappin always say? People come into his law firm every day and sit at the desk and go, how did this happen to me?
Right.
I'm not a criminal. And again, the police are using, and the prosecutor are using all your resources going after a victimless crime like this.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And meanwhile, Trent gets out in 5 years
Good
for selling
Trent,
200 guns.
Admitting to selling 200 guns,
which
you know
guilty.
Yes. So they're going to bargain that thing down.
Correct. So he's going to get 5 years in jail. Mm-hmm. And this poor guy that Lou had to defend. And who knows what this cost this guy?
Right.
He lost all his guns.
Right.
He's not going to get those guns back.
Right.
Who knows?
Exactly.
You know? Oh, my God. It just blows my brain when I think about it. So that's my learning segment to you. Sanitize your house and your cars and your work and make sure everything is Jersey legal, Jersey compliant. If you don't know, ask us. I get people all the time.
Right.
Stuff like that you really shouldn't email either. Stop in the range and ask one of my gun experts and say, oh, I have an SKS from this country and I purchased it in this there, an M1 carbine. We'll advise you what to do with it or whatever to either make it Jersey legal or get it out of New Jersey. But, you know, I ran into stuff last year. A lot of you know, and some of the stuff is still ongoing. And it was very nice knowing that when my home got searched, there was nothing in there that I had that was not Jersey compliant. Everything was completely legal. And because, again, a guy like me in my position to have an out-the-front knife, and I want to own stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Who doesn't want to own stuff like that? But don't do it. So Evan Nappin, July 10th, Friday, July 10th. Register while there's still time. Get into the class. I'll be here that day. We have a full complement of test drives in July. Classic test drive, belt-fed, carbine, big rig, and a shotgun. We have a ton of urban pistol and carbine classes. We have urban shotgun August 1st. We have the prepping classes July 12th and July 26th. And, of course, we also have this nice little 8-gigabyte USB flash drive, too, if you want to come down and check it out. It has a Gun for Hire logo on it. That's pretty much it for me. Again, Nappin, July 10th, I think, is important. Anybody who owns a gun or a knife in the state of New Jersey, it should be mandatory to take Nappin's class so you don't end up like this poor guy Lou Nappin had to plead down to 10 years probation as a felon.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gunfire Hour Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Hour Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. We just want to let you know that the I Will Not Comply t-shirts are back in season, and they're back in stock. You can get yours and support this show by going to gunforhire.com/store. You can order your size anywhere from small to 5X fat bastard. They're available right away, and they help us defray the cost of this show. God only knows it's so expensive to produce. We love you guys, and we will see you next week. Say goodbye, Winston. We really do love you guys. Let's see.